Welcome to the Face Rocker Podcast number 32. This week, Matt Dez and myself sit down with Hannah Hart from My Drunk Kitchen. We talk about YouTube, road tripping around America, comedy. I think it's one of our funniest podcasts, so hope you enjoy it. In the meantime, if you're not listening to podcasts, especially this one, maybe you should be taking the time to listen to an audiobook. Expand your horizons. We're doing a thing with audible.com. If you go to audible.com/rocketjump, you can download a free audiobook as well as get a 30-day free trial. Freddie, there's so many books out there. I can't possibly expect it to listen to all of them. Which one should I do? Well, funny that you should ask. I just finished a book called The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. It's a little bit old, but it's a fantastic book about one of the craziest times in America's history, the World's Fair of 1893. I actually do highly recommend that you check it out if you're looking for an entertaining yet informative read. Be educated and entertained at the same time. Anyway, hope you enjoy this week's podcast.
Welcome back to Face Rocker Radio. Here we are. Freddie, Matt, myself, dude, and Hannah Hart.
Hannah, I want to hear your radio DJ.
You want to hear my radio DJ, Shock Jock?
No, it doesn't have to be Shock Jock. It could be any genre of radio.
Oh, okay, God. I'm totally talk radio. So pretend this is the tinkling of harps.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Soft Waves here at Raveswaves.com.
Raveswaves.com.
Yeah, we are here with Freddie, Matt, and Dez. Guys, thank you so much for coming here today.
No, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What are we talking about today?
I don't know.
The sweet, sweet waves.
Yeah.
Sweet.
What's our job?
Well, the thing is,
Freddie, now you have to do one. Well, what's a different type of radio voice?
Well, I've always been partial to the NPR one, but there's a caveat with the NPR one is that for some reason, two out of three times when you hear an NPR person, you hear like every tongue click and like mouth movement because they're so close to it. So let me just.
Oh, wow.
Hey, everybody. This is,
I think
you should welcome. You got to pay a guy to call it out.
And also, it's always the lower ones. It's like, so welcome to 89.4, the Sound of America here and
the sound
America. Sound of America here and
Freddie must hate food smackers
fighting in the Gaza Strip today. Everyone hates me because I chew with my mouth open.
I am a big food smacker, big time.
You're just enjoying yourself.
No,
right?
Honestly, I just am like, you know, I really 100% do. Mm-hmm. You know,
do you find that it
enhances the quality,
the taste of the?
I do find that to be
there has to be a proper just like. Operating an automobile, you need the proper
mix. I knew you were going for the car.
Food.
I saw
and oxygen combined.
I saw the car flavor. Analogy. Like I saw in your head.
Saw it in my eyeballs.
You're like Trans-Am.
It was behind my eyes.
In your head, you're like Trans-Am, some kind of Trans-Am oxygen mixture. It's oxygen from your mouth. It's the car. It's the same as a car.
Well, the greatest minds think alike.
There's only one more radio impression to do, which would be the amateur podcaster.
Oh,
that's what we do.
And that falls to you.
Hi. Here
Shocking, Matt.
Face.
That sounds no different than
the Darker podcast.
Nailed it.
If I was going to do radio, I'd be like that guy at 2 a.m. that has no right to be on radio, but they just put him on there.
This
is Matt. No.
But he always has he's always ducking his song that he's playing from some indie band. So it's always just like,
hey, it's Matt at Night here. And we're
Matt at Night.
Matt at Night. I wouldn't even know my own name.
Yeah.
Just kind of stumble through it. There's that guy on K-Rock who sounds just like that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always like, and they always kick it off with just like that. All right.
Yeah.
It's always like, all right.
No dead air here.
Yeah.
But then, Face Rocker budget.
And they do the thing sometimes where it's like the song will be going, right? And they have the duck, right? So it's like an automatic, it lowers the volume of the music whenever they're talking, and that brings it back up when they're not. So like the song will start, like, hey, everybody.
Oh,
and
so
then there's
the
like
ducking.
That gap, and then
oh,
they
the
go
ducking's
back,
on auto.
Yeah, and then they keep coming back into it. So it's, so they
you
keep...
can't auto duck that shit.
You know what they say though? Goosing is always on manual. Ayo. Do you guys know what goosing is? It's when you pinch the butt. You're welcome.
Wait,
Facebook.
What was the last time you guys played Duck Duck Goose?
I saw a book in the bookstore yesterday. that was called Duck Duck Goose, and it was about cooking duck and cooking goose.
Hey,
was it like a ratio of 2 to 1?
And I'm like, that's a niche market.
Is that a big book?
It was a very small book.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Figure.
A little thin pamphlet.
Looks very expensive to create. Yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks so much.
Who cooks goose? Have you ever had? Used to be like the Christmas tradition, mm-hmm. wasn't it? The Christmas mm-hmm. goose. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Never had one.
Yeah,
it's not my tradition.
Freaking Canadians.
We don't do that in my house.
Not in my America.
Well, see, now Dez is like true blue America. I stayed with Dez once.
Where are you from, Dez?
South Bend, Indiana. Yeah, near the little southern tip of Lake Michigan.
And is Dez short for Desmond?
It is.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's an American name then.
Yeah. Well, it's actually Irish, but...
He's super Irish.
Yeah, very Irish. Dez Dolly. Used to be O'Dolly. Dropped the O when the family came over.
Desmond O'Dolly.
Desmond O'Dolly.
Oh my God, new that's nickname. An Irish name.
New
Desmond
nickname.
O'Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Desmond O'Dolly.
Yeah.
Oh. I can't do it. Oh, accents are so hard.
I love accents.
Is Irish the number one thing that if you say people will do your accent back at you? Like what other
But they always do a Scottish accent.
Yeah, probably because if you do anything that's not like a white race, it's pretty racist.
No, exactly. It's like, hey, I'm Asian. Oh, you're so Asian.
Well, that's what just happened. He said I'm Irish and we all did fucking sharp accents at him.
That's right.
I hate all of you.
Yeah.
Dez, do you have an Irish accent?
No.
By the way, you want to hear the greatest like accent person of all time is Matt Arnold.
No, that's
what?
Not.
It's hilarious. Matt, I can't do any accents. Matt, you watch more BBC than anybody in this room combined. Everybody within a 20-mile radius. No. He is the guy.
Do you watch a lot of BBC?
I love the BBC.
There you go. Are you like Downton Abbey and all the soaps?
You know, actually, I don't watch Downton Abbey.
You've already lost.
No, I don't either. Yeah. Oh, see?
Oh, okay.
Doctor Who?
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Sherlock?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Well, so hold on. Here's the thing. So Matt,
David Attenborough.
Attenborough.
No, I haven't seen that.
What?
Oh, David Attenborough. Okay, I thought it was like a
Jeez.
Show.
Jeez.
Oh, that would be a good show. the show is just called Attenborough. And he's a modern detective in London.
Well, you're saying show names. You threw me off with
the talent. I've always thought that it would be a hilarious web series. And BBC, if you're listening, take this. Go ahead.
They do.
A web series called Attenborough, which would be somebody filming and narrating David Attenborough. From a distance.
Can he narrate himself?
No. Mm. It would just be somebody be like... Oh, we are downwind of Attenborough right now. And it's just like him at the office.
Downwind. As if he smells a foul.
BBC.com or online. You're welcome.
He should not know that's happening either.
No.
It's just occasionally he catches them. He's
who is that guy? We should just do this Bulworth style. Right. Like just straight up get some cameras, get into the UK and just shoot it and then put it up and be like, what is this?
Yeah.
It sounds like a hit.
I know. I think so.
But Matt, you watch more BBC than anybody. And your attempt at accents, your ability to do accents, you have no ability.
But we've discussed this.
We just discussed Hannah. Sounds like watches she more BBC than Matt.
Yeah, she watches more than me already.
All right, fine. But of our friends, Matt, fine. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good thing established here first. Freddie and I are not friends.
How do you know Freddie? How did you meet Freddie?
It's so funny. We both create YouTube content. I don't even know when. I don't know when we. No, I do know. Was it VGHS season 1 premiere party? That might have been the first time we met.
Yeah, it was.
I think Dan brought me to that premiere party, and I was with Grace. We were both in town from New York.
That's right, yeah.
But we met, like, for 2 seconds.
I hope you guys don't form an opinion of us based on that party, because we're not a fan of that party.
Was that like a cool rave party?
It wasn't our best foot forward, no.
No.
That's like the least us party ever.
I judge you by your actions.
That's good. Like throwing parties.
Yeah. Throwing really lame
And your ability to do a British accent, right,
Your ability to do a British accent.
No.
Matt's not going to embarrass himself today.
No, I mean, we've already talked about this. I had like a speech impediment as a kid. I can't even like.
Oh, what kind?
I couldn't speak.
The worst kind.
That is the bad one. That is an impediment.
I literally have like a learning disorder where I can't. I saw you learn Japanese. I took Japanese also, but I could never speak it or even hear it. I could write it and I could translate it really well, but I can't do accents. I can't hear language. I can't even hear lyrics.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This is the crazy thing
about
that.
It sounds different than like how I train to hear speech. So like, lyrics are so hard for me to
singing.
I, Yeah, I have to like really concentrate to even understand the words.
You must have made the worst mixtapes for girls. Because you're like, hey, I love this song.
Or none at all. If I made them, they'd probably be pretty bad.
You just don't know what the lyrics are saying.
Well, no, but there's another. Yeah, but there's another. Oh yeah, it's like this is about killing his ex girlfriend.
Sounds nice. I just kind of hear noises.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing that Matt, again, not to throw him in the bus here, Matt, but it is an interesting thing.
But to do so anyhow.
Not to do exactly what
the Matt
about
podcast.
To do.
We're here to talk about Matt.
Well, no, because I want to play the Matt music game with Hannah
this
here.
This is just this is not
name,
even a game.
Hold on, Ray.
It's just
hold on,
me
hold on.
Not knowing music.
Ask Matt any question about music. Like literally, like name an artist and be like, name a song that they made, or a song. Name a song and then ask which artist created that song.
Okay, I Will Always Love You.
Don't
Matt.
Know what that is.
No, Matt, I was just saying that regardless of Freddie's bullying.
See, that's nice.
I will
She's the nicest
love you.
Guest. Thank you.
I will always love you.
Thank you.
What a delight.
I actually don't know what that song is.
Whitney Houston?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
See,
sorry.
If you did that, I would have gotten it.
Would you, though? Because lyrics...
I would have gotten
I'm trapping you.
You could have said something completely ridiculous. He'd be like, oh, yeah, it's that one song from The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Like, you realize that I just had these ridiculous lyrics.
I'm a Bodyguard fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's the name of the actor in it?
He'll get that.
Wait, it's Harrison Ford, right?
Whoa.
In The Bodyguard?
No, who is it?
Get out. Come on.
Who is it?
Costner. KC, Costner.
Yeah. Kevin Costner. Right,
Harrison Costner.
Harrison Costner. Han Solo as The Bodyguard.
Which would have been great, actually.
No, that movie's just so absurd if you've watched it recently as far as like blockbusters go. It's like...
No, I haven't.
The train
is it a blockbuster?
Wasn't it pretty big when it came out?
Are blocks being busted by this movie?
Perhaps.
Yeah. There's like one moment where he just looks at it, he's like, I hope you're dead. It's like the turning point. Like, it's this really weird relationship between the bodyguard and I don't know.
That
my girlfriend likes it.
Unhealthy.
Don't remember that scene.
Yeah.
Well,
Pretty Woman is a weird movie if you really kind of like.
Are we going through our favorite
movies? No. I'm just.
What are your favorite weird movies, Hannah Hart?
My favorite weird movies?
Yeah.
Geez Louise. I can tell you my favorite movies. Go. I don't know. Weird.
We'll let you know if any of them are weird.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
No, that's just classic.
That's great. Yeah.
Are you awesome? Muppet Treasure Island.
Muppet Christmas Carol tops one for Treasure Island. Yeah, pretty much.
He throws Ninja Star puppets though.
Yeah, that's pretty great. But Muppet Christmas Carol. All right. Yeah.
I will this character doesn't get enough airtime. Love. He gets a lot of love, but not enough airtime in these Muppet movies. But Pepe the Prawn.
Oh yeah, Pepe.
It's like
Pepe's
the great. Best. It's straight up the best.
Pepe's great. Gonzo and Rizzo, love them. But weird movies, huh? What's an obscure? I don't know. What's your favorite obscure movie? See, toughy guys.
Well, yeah, it's just like it's your whole life. It's like, hey, pick one thing.
Pick one weird thing.
Go.
You know what? The Little Nemo animated movie.
Finding Nemo?
Not Finding Nemo. Like Little Nemo Adventures in like the Sleeping Nemo, you know, adaptation of the old. You know.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. No. Do
you
guys remember sounds really weird though?
Do you guys remember Coneheads? Not Coneheads. Yeah. Coneheads. Not that though. The animated math short where there's the pointy head kids and then the round heads. You know what I'm talking about?
Duck and
You guys didn't watch
Land?
That? Oh, that's a classic.
Roger Rabbit.
Oh, Roger Rabbit.
Not one of my favorites at all. In fact, deeply traumatizing. That movie was fucked up.
The Shoe?
I haven't seen these.
To kill the shoe.
That's where I learned
dip.
About death. I'm pretty sure I saw that before any family members died.
Well, explain this because I haven't seen this I don't remember it.
The bad guy is getting rid of cartoons and like turning them into normal things or whatever. So the shoe, he takes like a cartoon shoe, which is like screaming out to save its not even, you know, the worst part is it's not about like saving its body. It's literally just about saving its consciousness.
it's soul. It's deep.
It's fucking just shit. Anyway, so he dips it in the dip and reverts it to an average regular bland shoe. Yada yada yada, and it was just so traumatic.
Yeah, it's like screaming and his tongue is hanging out, and then you see him melt in the acid, and then it comes out as like a normal shoe.
Yeah,
it's pretty heavy, man.
That sounds rad.
It's a dark movie.
Yeah, big
All
time.
Dogs Go to Heaven has a similar
darkness.
Yeah, right when they like drive him off the bridge, like they're like, we're gonna murder this dog by driving him
off. I agree. Yeah, that was intense. Dark. Not good for kids.
Yeah,
Babe 2 has an incredible.
Oh, Babe
2
is just a masterpiece.
You see Babe 2?
No.
Babe 2 is this amazing. So it's like they kind kind of have Babe as this sort of Jesus parable throughout the movie. Mm. And then there's one scene where it's like this, they got
ironic,
this little
Jesus, Jewish, pork.
That's what they're going for.
That's what they're going for. Yeah. So they have this like little scrappy disabled dog that has like the back half of this dog is a wheelchair pretty much. And he goes around by pawing around on his front two legs. And he's grabbed onto a rope attached to a fleeing car and he's getting dragged through the streets with the wheels.
That's horrible.
Oh, no. It's cool. It's like a cool like action scene. Cool the wheels.
Oh, but just
it's cool.
Kidding. Got
he's got wheels.
Got
he's not being dragged. The wheels
cool,
are spinning.
Until he flies off.
Until he flies off. And he crashes into the thing and all the animals run up to him and they look over him and it goes like the and it's like fades to a verdant, beautiful green field. The camera pans up and you see the dog. The first thing you see is the wheelchair now discarded and not used anymore. And you see the dog freed from his disability.
How?
This is heaven. This is dog heaven.
Got the dog
jumping
heaven.
In a field and like yipping at butterflies and like being like, oh, ha-ha, all right, yeah. So he's in dog heaven. He's died. He's in like this beautiful green field living out his doggy dreams. And then from out of nowhere, Babe, like, yells at him.
Yeah, and he comes back.
And he comes back to
life. It's a weird movie.
That's the opposite of Jesus, then.
Spoiler alert.
Babe was like, strange. Your time here is not finished.
Exactly. I do know one movie I saw that was so ridiculous. I was like 13. Claire Danes was in it. Jude Law was in it. And it was called I Love You, I Love You Not. And it was a romantic comedy about the Holocaust.
Oh, no way.
What? Hey.
Yeah.
Did it work?
No. It was just bizarre. It was the first time I ever saw Claire Danes' chin be like, I can't even do it. I don't know what I'm doing. It looks like an apricot.
It's so when big it cries. Has a noise.
Apricot pit. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah. Did I remember Home Fries? I don't know why I'm thinking of this.
Tater Tots?
No, Home Fries. That movie okay, never mind. That's
I
it.
Do. No, I
that's
do.
That's all I
do.
Remember. It's just as
written
bizarre.
By Vince Gilligan, by the way.
Really?
Yes. I do know him because he talks about it all the time.
Really?
Creator of Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan wrote Home Fries.
What does he say about it?
He doesn't say anything.
He's like, I wrote Home Fries.
He's like, delicious much? Yeah. I think so.
I consider it a masterpiece. Movie. I consider it a masterpiece.
So what's the story behind the Face Rocker logo?
Oh, it's actually a good question. So
this is turning into Hannah's podcast.
Sorry, guys. I like to take control.
Desmond and Freddie as guests.
Yeah.
So we were sitting around. So Face Rocker was the name that we gave ourselves back in the day. Back before the lawyers came in, they're like, so you know that Facebook just applied for a trademark on the word face. And we're like, well, what does that mean for us? They're like, they could sue any website with the word face in it. And I'm like, could they
but
sue?
They applied for a trademark.
No, and they got it. It was like a big historical
decision. They were like suing like companies that were like
the Facebook of sex.
Well, they're just like homework. They're like they're like homework exchanges between teachers, and they like sued them and like took it away from them.
Well, and also they were trying to cut down on like porn sites were doing like the Facebook of blank, you know?
Yeah.
Facecock.
Exactly. Tragically cut down.
The logo's probably pretty similar on that.
Yeah,
site.
Pretty much.
So they couldn't. So our site was going to be facerocker.com.
Which I'm glad, by the way, that it's not. That's a very 18-year-old, like, oh, man, we're going to rock your face.
You would be cool.
Like, if 10 years from now we were still owners of Face Rocker, I don't know. It's probably a good call. Niche. Rocket Jump's a little nicer. It's fun. It's clean. It's more generic.
Well, I came up with both of them, to be fair.
Yeah, Rocket Jump's way better than
Pick one, Hannah. You decide.
I like Rocket Jump more. Okay. Not gonna lie. Face Rocker sounds dirty to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. Yeah.
And here's the thing, though.
You're uncomfortable being on this podcast, huh? You'd rather it's called the Rocket Jump Podcast.
Face Rocker.
Yeah, it's a weird
what exactly is rocking my face?
Well, that was from. Okay, and here's the thing. It's from. Everyone's like, what's that from, dude? Like, is it like some.
Saying it's
like,
from Bon Jovi
it's
doesn't
bon
make it better.
It's a Bon Jovi
and he broke
song.
His aviators?
You say that as if everyone should know.
And they
it's
should.
Also, like, well, it's should cool. They? It's from Bon Jovi.
No, it's because it's not some 18 year old thing. It's quite mature, really. He even talked about it. Well, anyway, so we're trying
to. Why did he have a British accent there?
I don't know. Anyway, so the point is this. Face Rocker, we need a logo, and we're trying to come up with like what that was. We went, like, posted on some like website.
It was one of my friends from a movie forum.
Oh, that's
like
right,
a logo
yeah.
place. And
Any Cool News.
Yeah, it was Any Cool News now. It was IGN. And it was IGN. It wasn't Any Cool News.
Anyway.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I'm not in a cooler, you know. I don't know. They came up with that. Okay.
I like it.
Well,
they did a good job.
It's
good. It evokes a rocked face.
Yeah.
Your sunglasses got wrecked.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
There you go.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's the story of that. It's pretty interesting.
I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you went on a road trip recently. This is what we want to talk about because we did a road trip.
Oh, shablam! Yeah, Red yeah. Link also did a road trip.
We were first.
Oh.
What did you do and where did you go?
I went all around America. And it was 10 weeks from April to the to
weeks?
June.
Mm-hmm,
10 weeks.
All right, that's yeah. intense.
It was 10 weeks and 20 cities in America, and it was part of my Hello Harto tour, where I went to all these cities, crowdfunded through Indiegogo. And basically, we went and we did charity work, and I got drunk at cooking in people's kitchens, and then we moved on to the next city. We shot two shows, so we would shoot My Drunk Kitchen, mm-hmm. and then we would shoot Hello Harto, which was like the travel show about each city, and then I would host a 2 to 3 hour meetup at like a food bank, and we did that every 3 days for 10 weeks. That, I don't, wow. and I am physically aged by it.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Did you have like a whole caravan of people?
This sounds way
more prepared than we were.
I had my producer, Pearl, who helped, and our driver, Nick, who helped.
Having a driver is smart.
Such good. That was smart. Pearl's call, actually.
She's a smart person.
She was definitely the smart one.
She's smarter than three of us combined back
You need
day.
A driver, dude.
Yeah,
because
didn't
it's like,
realize that.
Yeah, big time. Need a driver. He also flies planes, which we found out halfway through. And we're like,
that's pretty cool.
Could we have taken a plane?
Could we have taken a plane?
It's like, I have like three.
Is that the RV?
It's like, I have three
How
planes.
How big of an RV did you have?
23-foot tour. A yeah. model.
Model A.
Model Towing A. A car That's behind a it or just the RV?
No, just the RV.
Oh, man.
Just living, breathing RVs and La Quintas.
You know what I realized the other day, because I actually bought some of the scented garbage bags. And we use the same scented garbage bags. And I forever associate that weird floral thing with the RV smell and that whole road trip now. It's like it's a very strong association. But the RV has a smell that you like don't even realize you're in it
it's
until like
you.
After.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pain, fear.
So I guess what we want to know is, do we want to know this?
What
did your RV smell? What did it smell like? Is where we were going with this.
What did our RV smell like? Well, we had a fridge in our RV. And then one day on the trip, there was this smell coming from the RV, and we couldn't figure out what it was. And the fridge had run out of propane, because apparently so that ran out. We didn't know, because we weren't using the outlets. Honestly, we're just using it like a car that was big enough to carry all our stuff. And one day we opened the fridge, and the refrigerator door literally fell off.
No way.
As we opened it, shattering its contents on the ground.
No
contents,
way.
Which were, by the way, just aggregated basically fan stuff that people like pickles from their hometown and a box of cookies cheese and like all this stuff that I just went into the RV and put it in the fridge because arguably there were four of us and we couldn't eat the amount of stuff we were receiving as gifts. And it just shattered everywhere and we spent probably a good 3 hours cleaning it up. So our RV smelled like
a little bit of everything.
Pickled cookies.
Yeah.
A melting pot of America.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Do you eat the fan food?
I appreciate the fan food.
I don't know if I can ever eat it.
I appreciate the fan food, yeah.
Here's the thing, though, with Matt. But Matt, you'd eat it.
I'm absolutely terrified of it. It's a weird thing. I can't even eat, like, leftovers.
I love leftovers.
And I should.
You can't
like your leftovers?
Like my own leftovers.
What? Get out. What?
Hey.
Are you just ready?
Is it like, what's up? I'm offended, man. Whoa.
Is it like a stimulation thing? You're like, right, I'm ready for the new food.
No,
I ate that.
I like that. No, I don't know. I'm just afraid of anything being rotten or gross or anything. Like if, I don't know, I had a bad experience with like milk when I was a kid or something. I don't know.
Well, smell
anyway.
It.
Yeah, bad milk. I don't know.
Smell it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Cold pizza.
I have bad.
Like cold pizza you won't do.
You know, I think it is a fear that when you go out for Chinese or something, you come home and you wonder like, did this turn into bad milk?
What was weird is I'll go to like a D restaurant. Like, you know, I'll go to any place with Freddie or LZ.
What are you implying about my restaurant choices,
sir? No, we go to the good Chinese places, and if it doesn't, you know, if it has any English or looks like clean, it's probably not a very good Chinese place.
Do you speak another language?
A little bit. Not too well.
And can you read it?
Not really.
Why are you going with Freddie? What advantage does he
have?
Yeah.
They serve me without spitting in the food.
It is funny because I'll go, like, we went to that one place and they come and they pretty much don't even look at me. And then Freddie, though, can't even really speak Chinese.
Not
so
really.
He kind of does what I would have done but adds a few Chinese words. He just was like,
so I'm just like, so I'm just basically
just
like a mentally, just like a mentally disabled Chinese
that's
guy.
What you,
and they're like, they feel pity for me.
Yeah, they just walk off like shaking their head. And but
like, God.
But it was worth it.
Is Freddie your given name?
Frederick.
Frederick.
Yeah.
Frederick.
It's so Germanic.
That's
right?
A great name. Frederick,
you know what's from?
Wong.
You know what's from? Is my mom really like? There's a. Is, I don't know if it exists anymore.
Frederick Mercury.
That was it.
No, that would have been so much better. No, she. It was a department store.
Oh, Frederick's of Hollywood.
No.
That's my mom loved Frederick's of Hollywood.
You were named after the place where you were conceived. Frederick's of Hollywood, adding to the mythos of Freddie Wong.
It was Frederick and Nelson, which was an old. It's no longer.
Why are you named Nelson?
Right.
Why isn't Jimmy named Nelson?
Why am I not JC Penny? Why am I not Macy? I could be in many other things. Thankfully, my mom and her limited grasp of English picked a name that was at least mildly.
Frederick.
Yeah.
Frederick.
Yeah, it's a powerful name.
Yeah.
And then you ruined it by calling yourself Freddie.
It ruined it.
It's less powerful.
Well, you know what's actually the thing is, too, is like throughout high school, everybody, it was Fred.
And really?
And
then you went on YouTube and you were like, well, Fred's taken.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That would have been amazing.
And then you went for your middle name, Annoying Orange. And that was
taken. Just gone. Just gone. EMT. Yeah, it's just gone. Didn't work. Wait, you have a middle name that's a weird one, right?
No, I have a middle name that's a beautiful one. It's Maud.
Without the E.
Without the E.
Yeah.
Wait, so not M-O-D like the Maud.
Maybe.
Is it?
Could be sick.
You don't know.
Could be a sickening, nasty name. That's an interesting one.
I like that name,
because I've never seen Maud without the E before.
No.
I know. I don't know. It's just how it is. Maud.
From anything?
My great grandma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that her first name?
Yeah.
There you go.
Maud. Yeah. Maud Long.
Maud Long.
That's great.
That's tough.
Really rolls off the tongue, right?
Maud Long. What is that?
Her name.
Nice.
Very nice.
Zingers tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Just flying.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like your road trip was way more organized.
Yes.
It was
worst thing that happened was a refrigerator.
It was so organized. I dare say I wouldn't call it a road trip at all.
Did you do hotels also?
I would call it a tour. And a travel show.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, we stayed pretty much exclusively in hotels. But like not hotels, like Motel 8s.
Yeah.
Because we were like, oh my God. Here's my one crowdfunding regret. And kids, if you're starting your own crowdfunding campaign, listen up. Why did we do season 1 and 2 in the same campaign? Why?
Oh.
Why? Mm. Like, there was no reason. We just kept expanding. It was like, we had expanded so far. We were like, well, if we go to 200,000, we'll throw in Europe.
Oh, it was a stretch goal?
And no, no.
Why would we do that? Europe is incredibly expensive.
So now you have to do season 2.
I am. Yeah, I'm going to Australia in 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Australia and New Zealand. I'll be in Australia for about 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and then New Zealand for like 4 days.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Relative size, relative time, you know?
Yeah, relative. I'm just going to go to Auckland and be like, Auckland!
So you have it all planned ahead of time.
I do. Oh, clearly. Just really well produced.
We just drove.
We stayed.
And waited for emails.
We stayed.
That's literally what
waited
we did.
For emails.
Yeah, we're like, hey, we're like somewhere, we're driving across Montana. Any emails from people in Montana?
And they're like, don't do meth.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
And I was like, go to Bozeman. Well, no.
We met one guy. Like, literally got to the point where we pulled over to meet one guy, because that's all we had for 400 miles was one guy.
Well, now, hold on. To be fair, we stayed exclusively, though, in Walmart parking lots and rest areas.
But yeah, that's because we weren't prepared. Like, she had
you
a very professional.
You slept in your RV?
Yeah. That's what it's for. That's why the beds are there.
There's two beds. There's, like, the bed in the back Brand had, then I had the bed on top. And then they have, like, that seat that turns into a bed. But it was, like, literally, like, 5'8".
How did you guys not kill each other?
Oh, it was terrible.
We got some hilarious stories where we almost
did. Did you do all behind the scenes? I'm sure you had somebody filming or something.
We should have done.
Oh, no, we filmed it.
Yeah, we should have filmed.
We should have hired a person who was just to be a documentary filmmaker and just sit there, don't talk to us, and just roll the entire time, because we had such incredible, ridiculous.
And we accidentally went up the Colorado Pass in the RV trailing my car. We were like 5 miles per hour.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was also terrifying.
The engine sounded like, for 2 hours.
And we were like, okay, we can't do that again. Oh, here, look, Google Maps. There's this road we can go on.
Perfect. We'll go down this road.
We start going, and it's like, that's a dirt road. Shit, we can't do this. And then we look it up. It's little Wikipedia.
It's, oh, guess what, guys? We are on the longest dirt road in America.
No way. That's amazing, though. Yeah.
But we didn't film any of it. So.
Did you go all the way down?
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't turn around.
That's a gift, though, because you wouldn't have gone otherwise.
Well, I remember that. We actually had our biggest out-and-out fight at that moment, because we were sitting there.
I was too close to the right of the road.
Matt was driving. And, like, either Matt either was just blissfully oblivious or played too many video games, because he was like, because this is like a dirt road. We're trailing a car, and it's just soft edges. It just cuts off, and there's, like, snow and ice. And we're like, Matt, you're close to the edge. You're close to the right edge. You're just
closer to the middle of the road. And Matt was like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
See how calm I was? I was calm and controlled driving the car.
So then what happened?
No, it's fine, guys.
We finally stopped and we're like, you were too close. I was like, no, I wasn't. And we just stood in the middle of this snowy field in Colorado.
Just screaming.
Had at it. We're like, just pull over a little bit more.
And they were like, let's just pee over this mountaintop. Yeah. We were like, why are we screaming at each other? Let's keep driving.
Yeah, we made a little snowman, and then we kept driving.
Yeah. There you go. I think that's actually a beautiful story.
No, it was a crazy trip.
You guys should write a song, The Long and Winding Road.
Is that a real song?
We got lost so many times.
Is it?
No. It is. It's, okay. Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
It's a really real song.
It's like super real.
So real. Super real.
Even, it's so real, Matt. It's of the band, the one band you know anything about.
Is it The Who?
No, the one band you know
apparently not
about.
Zeppelin?
Apparently
what?
Not.
You don't know anything about Zeppelin?
What is it?
You can't, am I you?
I don't even know the band that I know something about. That's
the Beatles, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Apparently
not.
Not cool enough for Matt, the Beatles.
I have so much, I can't handle that many words and names. Only so much.
Yeah, Matt has this weird theory. Matt has this weird theory that there's so much going on upstairs in his head that he can't like waste his powerful brain space on like things like lyrics or song names.
Yeah, I have it all on the Wikipedia.
This has become like pick on Matt. I don't know how this happened.
Hey, you know.
I kicked it off.
It's because we started talking about that road and Freddie kind of like went there. Triggered him and he was like, no.
Hey guys, how's it going? Jimmy Wong, aka Ted from VGHS here, telling you to check out shop.rocketjump.com. We've got brand new merchandise like iPhone cases and iPad decals to shirts, Blu-rays, and posters, including brand new Season 2 designs from our friends at Danger Brain. There's also the incredibly popular VGHS hoodie, and some of our older shirts are on sale for a great price. So make sure you check it out right after this podcast at shop.rocketjump.com. Thanks so much, guys.
So, Hannah, what other treasures did America hold?
A lot of treasures. Yeah. America's a big, weird place.
Yes.
What was your favorite city?
Oh, God. I have no idea. All my favorite cities, went to, Austin and, San Francisco and Chicago and New York and Boston and Toronto, which is not in America. but Minneapolis was a lot cooler than I thought.
It is. Did you go to the mall?
We did. We went to the Mall of America with the roller coaster inside.
The roller coaster. Yeah. And the three Orange Juliuses.
Bizarre.
That sounds great.
Bizarre. Yeah.
Did you go to the one cheese tasting shop in the mall?
No.
There's just one store that just does cheese tasting.
Do you like cheese?
I mean, yeah, but think about this.
As much as an average guy.
Hey, what? Why?
Yeah. Well,
but it's crazy because it's of every store in that mall, it's like the one place giving out free samples.
I'm not surprised.
So it's just a mob of people.
They know their
there.
Market. Midwest, bam, blammo. Jeez.
And also Japanese tourists that stay
love
in
Minneapolis.
The, they fly in, they stay in the mall. Like they have the hotels by the mall.
Oh my God.
The
why
Asians.
Are you saying mall like that?
Well, no, because here's the thing. Stop it. Because Levi's jeans are huge in China and Asia. Mm-hmm. Like authentic American made Levi's jeans.
And Nikes.
You can straight up fund a trip. Oh, you're going to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Okay. I heard this the other day.
They have kangaroos there.
The people, in Australia.
Don't wear dungarees.
aren't all Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
The market for vintage, Gibson guitars is huge. And the markup is gigantic.
I'm
so
right
a
there
friend
with
of mine
you.
Worked at Guitar Center.
Pack my bag full of vintage Gibson guitars.
But here's what I'm saying, though. Just hold on. Just hold on here, guys. I had a friend of mine worked at Guitar Center, and he said, I worked in the, the vintage
section. What was your friend's
name
at Guitar Center?
Huh?
What was your friend's name at Guitar Center?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. Guess,
He's still there.
Still there. Okay, sorry.
This is it.
Can we cut that part?
This is insider trading, guys.
Well, no, but he said he was sitting in the vintage section, and occasionally people come by, but the far and away majority of people, Australians, would come in and they'd just be like, that one. And they'd just pick it without even looking at them.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And finally, he's like, what are you, what's the deal? He's like, the guy's like, yeah, they have a music shop back in Australia and they sell them. So they'll buy one for $5,000 and they'll sell it for $15,000. And they're like, yeah, I just fund my whole trip.
Your whole trip, go.
Have they not heard of
you?
You better not be lying, because what happens if Hannah just buys $30,000 in guitars?
Well,
gets
don't
there.
Get 30. Don't get a bunch of guitars.
Don't worry, I am super unmotivated to do this.
Okay,
but now I know.
My My mom used to fund her trips to China by like buying a bunch of like fake designer purses and then eBaying them back
smart.
Here.
Smart, nice. smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's
international brilliant. Commerce, man. That's how it was
vintage
done.
Gibson guitars might be a little harder to pull off.
Have you been abroad before?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived in Japan. I've been to England, right. Morocco, France. I've never been to Mexico. I've been to Canada. yeah, never been to Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like the same. Closest one no. from where you're sitting
I've
right
just
now.
Never been.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Well, now.
Well, yeah, now.
Mexico went through this weird thing a couple of years ago where
Gibson
they're like,
guitars.
Oh, yeah, that's where
Gibson
you
can.
Yeah. Well, they make a lot of guitars down yeah. in Mexico. But they went to that weird thing where it was like, all of a sudden it was like, it went from, hey, spring break down in Cancun to like, your body will be filled with drugs and your corpse will be
yeah.
smuggled back. Like,
yeah.
it just like flipped. And then everyone kind of kept with that.
It's this weird thing called a terrible drug war.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shocking, weird, right?
So Mexico strange. Has been like the worst lately. Yeah, no, I just never been to Mexico. But yeah, I went to Japan, lived there. I lived in the countryside. That was really cool.
Why were you living there? Was it for a job or?
No, for school. Just study abroad.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, part of like getting your like language requirement. Da da da. You can apply for this program. Yada yada yada. I go, and it was crazy because I've never lived in the countryside of anywhere. You know, I've been a pretty urban kid my whole life. Mm. So to live in the countryside, in and of itself, was culture shock. But then also in Japan.
So what was the experience? Or what did you like?
I mean, it was like I like to go to movies a lot. Yeah. There was no movie theater. I mean, they had.
I already hate it.
Yeah, they had like three grocery stores, the university, the elementary school, and the high school. Mm. So in the beginning of the trip, I was definitely writing a lot of sad poetry. And that also, I had just gotten dumped right before I left. I was so upset. And then by the end of the trip, though, it was like, guys. The elementary school's throwing the pageant. What are we going to do this weekend? But legitimately, like, those were, like, the big events. And, yeah. like, it was really different from any other way I've ever lived. And I have to say that if you've ever lived abroad, coming home or coming back is harder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's culture
there.
Shock, but reverse culture shock
yes, for sure.
is weird.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, what are I?
Well, then there's all these just like weird things. Like I remember I was in India for a month, and when I came back, the first thing was like I just turned on the faucet and just looked at it and be like, I can drink that.
Mm-hmm.
I think John, our DP for VGHS, had the same thing. He was in forget what country, but when he came back, he said
Botswana, I think.
Yeah, he went to the airport. He just went to wash his hands. He turned on the water and he started crying.
Oh my god!
He just couldn't believe.
I mean,
there was water.
Yeah, it's wild. You know, fresh water is a big deal.
It's probably okay in Japan.
Water's fine. But in Morocco, you can drink the water.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Morocco was wild. That was unlike anywhere I've ever been.
Was that for school also? Or
no, just for, just I like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. It was crazy, though, because it was like, I mean, it was like watching Aladdin. Like, I mean, it's
singing.
Not Arabia.
Yeah.
Gaste, one step, hello.
But I mean, like, in the level of, like, of how different it was to life, you know, for you. And also, like, being in, like, a Muslim nation,
mm-hmm.
or a nation of Islam, you know? It was just, I don't know. Like, it was fascinating. It was so different.
How long were you there?
Well, we were only there for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was a group of, like, six of us.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God, you know, because we couldn't really walk alone places. It was crazy, yeah.
Yeah, it must be different. It's traveling is, like, much more, when it's like a guy's like, yeah, I just, you know, backpack around. It's like, as a girl, it's a little bit.
Completely different.
Yeah. Quite
You're as... like, you have to, we have a website called willigetrapedthere.com, and it's just a website that says yes. And no, but honestly, it was a real concern because it was like, you know, the girls could not travel by themselves.
Well, especially in the, yeah, country. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. It was wild. Also, a country where you could legally, like, be arrested and or killed for being gay. Like, legally.
Yeah. It's on the books.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight up
How
on the books.
How did that work?
I kept my hands to myself.
Fair enough.
I had a teacher who was in a similar thing, and he was, like, on the second floor balcony of a cafe, and he had just had his, like, legs crossed a little bit, and the person, like, downstairs ran up to them, and he was like, you're showing the bottom of your feet to people.
Whoa.
And he was like, oh, what? Oh, geez, sorry.
That's incredibly rude.
Yeah, it's incredibly rude. It's like the worst. Because
like
I think
well, feet are disgusting.
Well, it's the closer to God side. So I think the feet's the lowest part. Heads the high. Yeah, it's the, but he didn't even realize it. It was like, just you're casually offending everybody.
Oh,
that's what
God.
You do. As an American, you just walk around and you don't even know it.
Humans, man.
That's scary, though. Because they can just lock you up.
But it's legal. That's the thing. America could do nothing to save you. Yeah, you are there.
Yep.
Yeah.
There.
Wild, right?
Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have
Showing the bottom of my feet.
Yeah.
Kept the bottom of my feet to myself. Yeah. It was
Matt,
crazy.
You'd be screwed.
Yeah.
I would be. I'm barefoot now.
Like, you are?
Yeah. I'm all
well, he is.
What?
Wouldn't you know it?
Is this a real podcast? What's going on here?
What are you trying to say?
I'm going to get a camera under there.
Yeah. What's your relationship
That'd
like
that? That'd
be
a weird fourth camera, just like foot cam.
Matt's
just
occasionally. Have you guys ever seen Wiki Feet?
No.
I've heard about...
That sounds weird.
That sounds weird.
I've heard about... Is that the one where everyone, like, submits the photos of feet of people?
Yeah.
Are you on there?
Yeah. Me and Grace. There's people who just find pictures of feet. And
Olga was telling me she was on there.
Yeah,
and she's like,
Olga.
This is weird.
Yeah.
So there's some videos that just find your feet on videos?
I was talking to John Green about this the other day. And we were just writing emails back and forth. And he was like, yeah, FYI, sorry about men.
Yes, that's like, we all apologize.
Just so much, yeah. Oh, my God.
Wiki feet.
Yeah, wiki feet. Gross, right?
Well, now I'm gonna.
You gotta check it out.
Yeah, there's no way I can't check it out. That's why we apologize.
Technology.
As guys would be like, that's weird, that's gross. So now I gotta go check it out though.
What about? I'll pull it up.
Yeah, it's like we'll talk. Oh, I was playing my Walking Dead game. Let me close that up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the guy thing. I was like, oh man, that's just disgusting. Can we see it though?
Yeah, seriously.
Do you want to look at it?
What is it though? It's just all feet of everybody.
Is Walking Dead game just like Temple Run, but instead of like points?
Great.
Just slower.
Temple Run movie.
They
no
are?
Way.
Yeah.
So they're taking the one scene.
Yeah, a Temple Run movie from Indiana Jones.
What?
Or the one scene from like the Brendan Fraser
mummy
movies. It's
just a Temple
movies.
Run movie.
How could they?
He runs.
If he stops running at any point in that movie, I'm
I was
be
saying
pissed.
You could maybe see if he did like an Indiana Jones
movie. Oh,
mixed
I bet they're
going
to hire like a parkour kid actor or like parkour guy actor. I love parkour. I love that stuff.
Big 90 fan. Minutes of it. You'll get it.
I love it. Done. I'll take it. Give me Temple Run 3D. Parkour in you.
I hope they make a movie based off of a game based off of that movie, and then
Temple Run,
the movie,
Temple,
based Temple the game based on the
Temple
movie,
Run,
based on
the
game,
the
and then a novel,
a novella, excuse me, a little tiny little novella. Are they going to ever do like an Angry Birds movie? They did a TV show, right?
They're doing a whole, they like bought a whole animation like studio.
What?
Rovio. Yeah,
that's going to ruin the mystery behind it.
That's true.
Yeah, we don't need the mythology.
I mean, maybe my character voice for like the yellow bird and the red bird are totally different from how they're going
to
cast
them. I have
them.
To see these feet.
There's a switch devices
the
now.
Failed. I'm going straight to the phone.
Yep.
Wiki Feet is a collaborative site for sharing, rating, and discussing celebrity feet pictures.
Do they discuss?
Yeah, they're discussing.
So have you checked your page?
No.
No?
So should I go
talk about my feet?
See
slash
what they say.
Don't.
Can we?
Hannah.
You could talk about my feet because I'm giving you express permission to.
Well, see if Freddie's on there.
I'm searching you. There you are. 25 pics.
There's 25 pictures.
They're like not all my feet.
It's really 12 and a half.
Guys, I'm going to go troll WikiFeet and post pictures of like
other
Sasquatch
feet. Just disgusting.
Or just my hands.
They'd just be like, what is this? What are these?
Yeah.
All right,
here we go.
Okay.
What's the discussion? What's the hot topics?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Well, these are the feet pics.
It's just your feet in sandals.
Oh, yeah.
Sandal feet?
Sandal feet. Them's my feet. You know,
so
I posted,
is that from a video?
I posted that picture on Instagram, and people were like, those aren't your feet. Those feet look old.
Sandal feet.
And I was like, yeah, these is.
This is literally the most offensive site in Islamic countries.
Yeah. Oh.
You ever think about this? This is like straight up the first site they banned in Islamic countries.
Yeah.
There are pictures of you just smiling. On a bed with a Sudoku.
What, should I be
Sudoku
insulted?
Puzzle book. No.
Because, like, this is not my foot.
I thought it was.
That's like a. That's
where
that's
are the feet? Guys, yeah, man.
Wait, guys. Is this Foot Rocker?
We would get a much more interesting and diverse audience.
One picture
if
was removed from this gallery. I want to know what was going on there.
Wasn't I know. You and I both.
What happened?
Removed wasn't feet.
Was not.
Oh, I'll just click the more info tab.
Can we get some of the comments for Wiki Feet?
Yeah, I want to hear what I want to hear what the dead
surprisingly is. Sexy feet. I don't think I should read the rest of this actually.
Are you self-censoring?
I'm going to put Freddie's feet
are
on
you
there.
No, oh, gosh.
I'm putting Freddie's
feet. I've actually never looked. And I still don't care.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's oh, no. These people are rude. This is internet. You don't want to read these comments.
No. See, the thing about the internet.
Yeah.
Is that
you probably know a little something about it.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that think about it this way. Mm-hmm. When people write negative things, they're just negative people. They're just being negative. I mean, that's their thing. There are people that walk away and are like, oh, I fucking hated this. And you're like, okay, sweet. I got a great life.
Yeah. It's,
nailed it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a bizarre like psychology to spend your time writing negative comments. Like, it's such a...
Yeah, but I love my audience and my community so much that when they write something that I agree with, like, I don't know, guys. Is Hannah even trying anymore? I'm like... Dagger.
Well, yes.
Oh my god.
You feel every one of them.
Oh,
though.
All the ones that are like, I mean, I love what Hannah does.
It's the butt.
And then you're like, oh no. Those are the ones that like make me like, God, what am I doing?
Do you remember any positive comments or only the negative ones?
Oh yeah, no. There's just I have a general positive feeling about, you know.
Yeah. You generally do. Sort of floating
making
about
videos in general. Yeah. No, I remember them, and they're really sweet and they're really great. I don't know. I feel very fortunate because I have a really like cool audience that every time I meet them, I'm like, yeah, you're smart and interesting and funny and cool. I don't know.
Not
like
so
them.
Cool that you'd eat their food, though, but...
I just, you know, Freddie, if you handed me cookies you baked, I'd be like, thanks, Fred.
And you'd put them away.
They'd go to the RV refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, rest in peace.
You just never know. You can't eat people's food, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? I mean, that's why you don't eat it.
I also have trouble accepting gifts. Just in general.
Really?
Yeah, somebody's like, I thought of you, and I got you this. I'm like, why?
Are you immediately suspicious?
Yeah.
Like, it's your birthday, is it?
November 2nd was my birthday, FYI.
Oh, happy late birthday.
Thanks
happy
for not getting me presents, guys.
Well, that's what we heard, that you hate presents.
No, I'm genuinely, thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
It was perfect, yeah.
Thank you, yeah, no.
Nailed it.
Your present really was nothing, it. As usual.
Yes!
Did you get the same thing next year, too.
Nah.
No, no parties.
No, I actually didn't even celebrate. No. But, I mean, I had a great birthday. I was in New York for that thing.
Oh, that's right.
The UT Music Awards, yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
Knee.
How was it from the ground floor? Because I watched it on the internet. It was a thing.
I thought that the live music videos were well done. Mm-hmm. I thought that it was confused in its messaging as to its purpose. But I thought the live music videos were well done.
Mm-hmm. I ran into an old friend who was a producer and I'd worked with in other stuff. And he basically was like, yeah, a lot of people are here just because of Spike Jonze.
Just because it's like Spike.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, Spike. Okay, all right,
I'll do it.
To be fair, I feel like that's probably what usually happens when you have a famous person do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah,
man,
did
you hear? They're mostly here for Steven Spielberg. It's weird. It's a Spielberg weird. Movie, and they're mostly here for that.
Not for the fact
that they're just going to do it for low pay and for the, you know,
cafeteria food. Oh, it was not low paid.
Yeah.
It was well furnished.
Well,
so
YouTube's got that money.
They do. They got that
Google's
money.
A pretty big company.
It's pretty
a little rough around the edges, but it looked like it was a blast. Did you guys have a good time there?
I had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I thought the live music videos looked great. Mm-hmm. I thought that was well pulled off, you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
You heard it first.
There you
here.
Have it.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I was walking around and there was one guy who had the cushiest job. And he was just a guy, like, he was sitting in front of his camera, which is on a tripod. I was only pointed in one direction. And it was clear that, like, all he had to do was just kind of, like, get it in that general direction. And the entire time that they were rehearsing, all he was doing was just sitting there just reading the paper. I was
really?
Like, that's a rad gig, this dude.
Nice.
Like the guy who, the one camera operator who has the easiest camera to deal with.
Yeah, seriously. Like, especially at that thing where the camera operation is like, I mean, they should have like been like, and now a round of applause to all of our camera operators.
Right, yeah,
for
exactly.
not like hitting anybody in the back of the head. They did those like sweeping shots.
Oh, they
have
like a spider like cameras on the
cranes.
Cranes,
technos.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And I always think like the funniest thing in the world to me is when a camera operator like falls. Like, even though it's horrible. And
That's terrible.
It's so bad.
Freddy.
But no, because they're trying so hard to like, they're so focused
this guy,
on something.
So rude.
You said it's the funniest thing in the world.
It is the funniest thing
in
the world
one.
When a man
there was
falls.
One. There was one at the Obama inauguration that nobody picked up on, but I was like watching the TV and I was like, stop right there. And there was this like guy like just running to catch up to something and it's just like, gone, just disappeared from the frame. And I was like, wow, what happened there?
Well, you know what was like brutal? I imagine, like, I watch a lot of football. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
Professional, college,
yeah,
a little bit about professional.
Yeah.
Who's your team?
The Niners.
Niners?
But this year, I'm really big on the Broncos.
Oh, right.
I'm from San Francisco. Love Niners my whole life. Totally love them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, last year was super fun, you know, rookie year for Kaepernick, la, 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 la. This year, obviously, support Niners. They're great. I'm totally obsessed with the Broncos this year.
It's that Peyton Manning.
Fucking Peyton Manning.
That guy is a superhero.
He is. And he's such a gentle saint, too. Like, when they lost that game with the Colts, that was intense.
I used to watch Colts football, and my family hated it because everyone else is a Bears fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always a Peyton Manning fan.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is a hero. And when the Colts beat them,
Brutal.
I was so upset.
I know.
I was devastated.
Yeah. I
will never support Indianapolis football
again,
ever
because,
again.
Because like they broke like decibel records. The crowds did.
Yeah.
I mean, they really. But then here's the thing, right? Peyton Manning gave like 14 years of his life or something like that to the Colts,
mm-hmm.
and then like.
Then they just disrespected
Wait,
him.
Wait, are they supposed to lose on purpose to him?
No, but they just disrespected him.
How did they disrespect him?
It's about respect.
No,
man.
I mean, it was already going to be a tough game.
How'd they
it's
disrespect
be a
him,
tough
though?
Game.
I'm just saying.
Listen,
Broncos are my
bad.
Team this year. That's all I know.
Yeah.
And
they're great.
They're playing the Chiefs.
They're so much
Sunday.
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a great game.
I know.
Do you play fantasy football?
No.
We do in this office. Well, I don't know if we do.
I technically
tried,
do.
We tried to. We started our
about
first
three
office
people,
league.
About three people.
I checked for the first time about 4 days ago to see how I was doing. I'm like 2-8.
How
and
are
eight.
You doing?
You I stopped checking.
Yeah, I'm like 2-8.
After I lost seven straight games.
I did better than you. I never did anything.
I'm terrible. I just had a bad draft.
People get really obsessed with it. I'm just that. I'm good. I'm good. Just like to watch the games. Makes
me
happy.
It's too much effort.
Yeah.
Just watch at home with friends. You go out.
Although I will
thing.
Say, and I know that we're probably, we're approaching time, but. If you guys have never seen Gaelic football or Irish football, you have to watch it.
What's
it
different?
Is soccer plus basketball plus rugby.
Is
plus
that like
football.
It's like a slightly odd shaped ball? Or
no,
it's
no,
completely
it's just
round?
It's like a basketball sized basketball, mm-hmm. soccer ball.
Basketball sized basketball.
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 Basketball sized basketball. No, it's a basketball sized ball slash soccer ball, whatever. Irish football is the most majestic thing I've ever seen. There's dribbling, there's kicking, there's passing, there's tackling. There's a field goal. There's a goal. It's crazy. It's every sport.
Really?
That sounds awesome.
It's awesome. I watched the Gaelic Super Bowl when I was in Ireland like a couple months ago. Oh.
I'll have to check it out.
All right.
That was amazing.
I'm going.
Every sport rolled into one.
Yeah.
That's
I loved
awesome.
It.
Why isn't that a thing?
With
it
America?
Is.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that are
it is a thing. A bigger thing.
Healthcare. Equal rights.
Hey.
America's slow to a lot of things.
Yeah. Let's concentrate on sports.
What a downer.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But check it out.
You're a little
nice
spokesperson
plug.
For the association there underneath.
What did you get for that?
They just send you free
that's
shirts.
That's a big deal. They're like, did you hear Hannah Hart just talked about us? That's
yeah.
Like, whoa.
That's what Ireland's saying to itself right now?
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Yeah,
you can hear it. The
they need a
load.
They need some help.
If you're Irish,
help.
Do you hear everything Irish people say?
I do. There are very few of them.
Mm-hmm.
We run in very tight circles.
It's like the Borg.
Yeah. We have a meeting. There are minutes.
Do you think that the people that run the Borg are called the Borg chairman of the Borg?
Boom. Boom. Boom.
Very nice. Oh, slam dunk. Oh, my God.
That was good.
More sports. Oh, wow. Well, guys.
And on that one.
Hannah's tuckered.
It's been great.
Well, what else do you want to plug before you get out of here?
Yeah.
Give us the deets.
Okay. 2014 is looking to be a very interesting year for me, Hannah Hart, a.k.a. Harto.
Calling it Year of the Harto.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yep.
The Chinese zodiac is changing.
Changing it around entirely.
Just to be...
It's just a booze bottle.
That's a big deal.
It is, it is.
And your feet is what the picture is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, we're coming out with a movie, Me, Grace, Helbig, and Mamrie Hart, no relation, coming out with a movie called Camp Dakota. Should be out this January.
Ooh.
Very excited about that.
Awesome.
And then later on, I'll be doing Hello Harto Season 2 in Europe and the UK. And then I'm looking to do a book. / I'm doing a book. /
Ooh.
My book is going to be published in the summer.
Awesome.
Nice.
Very cool. Congratulations.
Cookbook, right?
Yeah, cookbook. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
A comedy narrative cookbook / advice book / it's like self-help plus cookbook plus Dave Sedaris is what I'm going for.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that sounds cool.
Look for that in bookstores in America.
Are you going to do an audiobook version of it?
Yeah.
That must be there the coolest go. Thing ever to just like roll up and be like, guys, today I'm recording my audiobook.
Yeah, / torture. It's like,
is it that bad?
I have a hard time reading second drafts, let alone like... In this recipe, oh gosh. Guys, I'm sorry. My audiobook might just be all improv.
Just you fixing.
Or you get Patrick
I just keep
Stewart
turning, I loudly turn pages.
Get someone with a great voice.
I think Patrick Stewart's my real dad.
Wouldn't it be great to have him narrate your cookbook?
God, wouldn't
amazing.
It be great to just be near him for even a second?
I ran into him when he was super drunk at a steakhouse once, and it was magnificent.
Allegedly.
He's my real dad.
He's my real dad. Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Good awesome. All right.
Where do we follow you? Where do we get
for
all
those
the updates?
Of you who'd like to get more Hannah, you can go to youtube.com/Harto, or you can go to twitter.com/Harto, and follow me on the internet. And
Your website?
My website's being remodeled.
Okay.
So I'm not plugging it.
Okay. I was just wondering if you had the trifecta of Harto across all the usernames.
They should go there. They'll just get redirected to you, dude.
All right.
All right.
My website is wikifeed.com. I run Wikifeed. That's why I talk about it. Like, as if I'm creeped out. I do run it. I'm joking.
Explains so much. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Hannah.
Stopping by our humble little podcast studio.
I love the Rocket Jump podcast.
Really?
Oh, thank
you. Wait, that's not called.
I got
that,
you. I caught it. I got it.
Well, it was good.
Yeah, thank you.
Was. All
right. Was.
Maybe we'll have you back for the Rocket Jump podcast, and you can plug your movie.
Doubt summer. It.
Yeah. We'll just slowly fade out.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Hey, wait, no, we should all do our indie band fade out like music.
No, fade it out.
Thanks for checking out the Face Rocker podcast, everyone.